I lost my sunglasses. The kind of lost, if you ask me, would you lose it? I'd say, I don't know. It's the kind of lost that I know it's, I'm no longer in possession of it. I lost a t-shirt once. I know you think I lose a lot of things, but so this t-shirt, I dragged Wendy to this Michael Jordan store. It was in Chicago, and it was like the only one. It was kind of out of the way. We had to, you know, take the L loop, do a couple transfers, just because I wanted something to remember Chicago. And there was nothing there that I wanted. I'm not even a Jordan fan. I just wanted something. And I was like, okay, maybe this shirt. I think this shirt has a little bit of meaning. I think I could actually enjoy this when I bring it back home. And I don't think it ever made it back home, because when I went through my luggage, it wasn't there. The sunglasses, I could honestly say that I enjoyed it for a solid 4 months. I didn't even get to use it in its peak. So they're a pair of customized Oakleys. This was during the Black Friday. They gave like 30% off. I was like, okay, now it's my opportunity to buy a pair of sunglasses that I've been yearning for. And I got that 30% off because if you customize it, which is right up my alley, it could be a lot cheaper than what the stuff you could buy at the store. So I was like, win-win, you know, this is mine and for 4 months, and enjoy it while you can, because you're going to pull a Kevin. You're just going to lose it, not know where it is. So I know that it's, the last time I had it was, at a softball practice in San Francisco. Then we had a team dinner, and the next day I was like, where is it? You know, I couldn't find it. So I said, it has to be at the softball field in San Francisco. So I left early, went to the place, and at this field, they had a glove, two batting gloves, a pair of cleats. Things very necessary. Equipments that you need for a softball game, they'd rather just leave it there on the field. Nobody wants it, not even traded in, not played against sports, but a pair of sunglasses that look a little bit funky, I think I'm going to keep those. I just assume it's there because I went through my bag, couldn't find it. I was like, man, these pair of sunglasses definitely are really good at playing hide and seek the moment when I need it, because now it's about to be spring when I can actually use it for its intended purposes, as opposed to me just pretending like it's warm during the winter. I had a wallet. I bought it in this Maker's Market in New York City. I wanted a new wallet. I was with a couple of friends and I was being festive. I was like, okay, I could show that I could support starving artists that are making stuff. And I found this wallet that was very minimal. It's kind of going through a minimal phase. It was like two pieces of leather, like hard leather and a rubber band. And somehow you can actually flip it. Like you can put two credit cards and some money where the money holds by this elastic band thing. When you flip it open, like you flip it another way, the money is on the outside, and you flip it back in, the money's on the inside. So you can have the cards or the money on the inside. It's like an origami wallet that I could never figure out. Like, I was so confused. I bought it thinking that I had it for, I don't know, 4 years. I'm saying 4 years tops, just to make myself feel a little bit more proud that I actually had something, and I'd never figure it out. You know, Wendy sees it and she actually figures it out. She goes, look, do you see the little lines here? Like how the elastic band twists, it's facing inward. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what inward looks like on this rubber band. It looks exactly the same. But she figures it out. I was like, maybe I should give this to you. Maybe you could use it. But she's like, I don't use cash. Everything I buy is on Amazon. So this is pointless. You know, and I'm not into this minimal thing. That looks dumb. That looks like something that a 5-year-old could make. So go ahead and keep that yourself. And I lost it. Dallas. I was in Dallas. There's another softball practice. I was with another group. We're playing in the World Series, and they're like, hey, let's have a softball practice beforehand. I get to the field. I'm already upset with this team. You know, I'm coming in with a bad mood because I heard rumors that I was going to get benched and stuff. I was like, I'm going to show them during practice. Put my stuff on the bench, and then we, you know, practice for an hour and a half in the heat. And when I came back, I was going to, you know, I think I went to the mall to get food and I realized I didn't have my wallet. So I drove back to the park 2 different times and I still couldn't find my wallet. I text the group. They're like, oh, you're just being a Kevin. And I couldn't find it. It was gone. I don't know if it melted in the heat or what, but that was gone. And the sad part was the big kicker is I'm in Dallas. So that means I have to get on an airplane. I have no ID. I have no credit cards. I didn't even have an Apple phone yet. I didn't have Google Pay. So I had nothing. And I had to, don't worry about it because you can get back on the plane. Like, how? And they're like, this is all you got to do. They're going to ask you a couple of questions. And once you answer it, they'll let you on the airplane. And that's kind of what happened. So I went to the airport and the security guy goes, I go, hey, I don't have any ID on me, but I need to get back home. And he's like, okay, well, if you lost, I lost my wallet. I said, I lost my wallet. I don't have ID on me. Then he goes, okay, well, lost and found is not open today because it's a holiday. I was like, no. I did not lose it at the airport. I lost it in Dallas. He goes, okay, well, maybe you can call the lost and found in Dallas. I was like, no, you don't understand. Are people just like me in Dallas that just, you know, doesn't quite understand what I'm trying to say? I was like, I need to get on the airplane and go back home. Is there some questions you can ask me? He's like, yeah, where's your wallet? I was like, I don't know. It's gone. It's just like my t-shirt and my sunglasses. I have no idea where it is. I have an idea where it is. Obviously, it's not here. And I went through the garbage cans. I went through all this. I mean, I went back to the park 3 different times. Still couldn't find it. Anyway, they figured out what was going on. And they had another security person. They bring me to this phone, this magical phone. This still has like a curly cord to it. So I have to hold the receiver like old school style. And they, you know, they punch in the number and they go, all right, here, they're going to ask you a couple of questions. And they asked me my social security, asked me my date of birth. I was like, okay, this is actually, so they kind of figured out who I was and they asked me the questions. And the question was, what's your name, your brother? So I gave that away. Then they're like, what's your mom's name? Then they go, so everything is like on par, like I'm hitting it out of the park. Then they go, what's your mom's birthday? And I was like, I don't know. And they said, okay, you're cleared. So obviously they knew the truth. I didn't know my mom's birthday as opposed to me just giving the exact same birthday, which it's weird, you know. I think right from the get-go, they either knew that I'm legit or they just wanted to fuck with me. But that was the story of losing my wallet when I wasn't near home. So the thing is, I think it's so confusing that when I lost my wallet, like I had to go play in the World Series for like a whole week and I was so focused, like I had the best series because I just had to let it go. You know, I had to let go of the wallet, I had to let go of possibly not boarding on the airplane, not having money during the week. I had to let go of the t-shirt that I spent like $40 on that I never got to see again. A pair of sunglasses, you know, I don't know how much, I think it was like $200, but I had to let it go. I had to let it go, but somehow I can't let it go when somebody cuts me off when I'm driving. And I mean, like, I can let go of all that other stuff, but I can't let go of this road rage moment that just bubbles up. And I had to, like, get this guy back. I don't know why. So I wrote a haiku for moments about how I could let go. And this is just how I feel. It goes, "You dummy. It's not yours anymore. Let it go. Nobody wants to hear it."